the Public News Service Daily Newscast, November the 7th, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. It is crunch time in the midterm showdown, and Kentuckians casting their ballots at the polls on Tuesday will now have to show a photo ID in order to vote.
League of Women Voters of Kentucky board member Susan Weston explains that valid forms of photo identification include a driver's license, passport, U.S. Defense Department, college, or local government ID. She says people who have recently moved to the state or who don't drive are most likely to face barriers.
If you flat out can't get any of those IDs, there's one more option, which is an affirmation when you go to vote.
Weston says individuals can fill out a form at the polls explaining why they can't get a photo ID and then show another form of ID, such as a Social Security card or SNAP benefits card. Kentucky's State Board of Elections recently created a YouTube video breaking down the new photo ID rules. Voting hours are 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. statewide on Election Day. Weston adds that if you are in line at 6 p.m., you will be allowed to vote. Nadia Ramlagan reporting.
Meantime, the last-minute push for voter education is even more urgent in Georgia today. The details now from Danielle Smith.
According to the Georgia Secretary of State website, more than 1.7 million voters cast ballots in early voting, which leaves over 5 million registered voters to make their voices heard. Alice Bennett with AARP Georgia says she hopes they consider the concerns of people age 50 plus, and in 2018, that group was the largest voting bloc, making up almost 59% of the electorate.
Your vote is your voice. Very simple. The issues, and we all know what the issues are, from inflation to the economy, whatever it is that's most important to you, your voice is your vote. Please get out and vote.
A recent national survey by AARP found that two-thirds of women voters age 50 and older are concerned about the economy and reported cutting down on non-essential purchases. 4 in 10 said they have had to take money out of their savings, and 9 in 10 said they plan to vote.
Now from NBC News, at least 9 people injured in Philadelphia, 4 critically, after multiple shooters started firing at a crowd Saturday night, according to police. The shooting in the Philadelphia Kensington neighborhood happened around 10:45 p.m. when multiple people got out of a vehicle and opened fire at a group of people. NBC Philadelphia reports the shooters, who police say may number 3 or 4, fled in the same car. There were at least 40 pieces of ballistic evidence on the scene. This is PNS. 2 new affordable housing developments in central New York should help alleviate the region's affordability problem.
The Wheat Street Apartments in Cayuga and Village Grove in Trumansburg are promising lower prices in the face of rising rents. According to a study in the Washington Post in April, rents in Cayuga and Tompkins counties had risen 3.3 and 12.3% respectively in the last 3 years. The Wheat Street Apartments have a dual purpose. Of the 47 units, 9 are for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. James Breslin with the Gavra Center, which proposed the project, notes this has become an increasing need since the pandemic began.
I used to work in housing and homeless services for many years, but you wouldn't see folks with developmental disabilities ending up in emergency shelters or the behavioral unit at a hospital because they had nowhere to go, but that's been happening more and more since the pandemic.
He says he expects a flood of applications for those units, and the Gavra Center is planning more housing in neighboring counties, though it'll be a while before it's ready. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
And some 50 million bison roaming across the Great Plains once served as the backbone for thriving Western economies before European settlers slaughtered herds to the brink of extinction.
Eastern Shoshone tribal member Jason Baldus is working to bring buffalo back onto tribal lands to roam freely, starting with a small herd on the Wind River Indian Reservation in central Wyoming. He says restoring a wildlife economy will require a shift in vision for land management away from the status quo driven exclusively by dollars.
But for Native people, a healthy environment is much more valuable. And so as we restore bison to the landscape for their keystone role as an ecosystem engineer, then we're we're restoring the land and we're thinking more about biodiversity and the interconnectedness of all these beings that are here.
Finally, Mary Sherman lets us know November is National Adoption Month, and the result of a 2022 survey are encouraging for kids in waiting.
Of the approximately 400,000 foster youths in the U.S., about 120,000 are available for adoption. And a survey from the Dave Thomas Foundation found just 37% of U.S. adults who have not adopted have considered doing so. President and CEO of the foundation, Rita Soren, says that's a 17% increase from 5 years ago.
82% of those folks who are considering adoption are considering foster care adoption. That's good news because that's an uptick of about 3 percentage points. So Americans are interested in foster care, and they're even going to that next step and thinking, this might be a viable option for my family.
67% of adults surveyed believe that every child is adoptable, and 75% say more should be done to encourage foster care adoption.
This is Mike Clifford, and thank you for starting your week with Public News Service, member and listener supported. Our great radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.